RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Now it's time for a sport. Let's go to Des Cahill.
Yeah, Mary, I was just saying there, I was looking at pictures of Maradona's funeral in Buenos Aires. Extraordinary scenes, given there was meant to be only 2 dozen people at it. I mean, hundreds of thousands out on the streets and the roads. It was extraordinary stuff. But Maradona buried this morning. Now, last night, disappointment for Dundalk again, unfortunately, in the Europa League. They were beaten 3-1 at home by Rapid Vienna. Dundalk 2-0 down at half-time and couldn't recover. Nathan Nadua missed a penalty for Dundalk in the second half. Chris Shields did score one later on. But the defeat means Dundalk are still pointless in the group, from which Arsenal have already qualified after a 3-0 win last night at the Norwegian side, Molde. This is how the Dundalk captain Chris Shields expressed his disappointment afterwards.
On paper, after the last game, we fancy ourselves to go in as an even match into the game. But coughing up chances like that at this level, again, we're going to be punished. It's happened to us and probably in the other group games as well. And then it's not being clinical up the other end. You give yourself such a disadvantage. So probably have to put it down to that.
There's growing pressure on Celtic manager Neil Lennon. They lost 4-1 at Sparta Prague last night. Rangers, meanwhile, drew 2-2 with Benfica. Rangers lost a 2-0 lead there. Tottenham cruised to a 4-0 victory over Bulgarian side Ludogorets. And Jamie Vardy scored in the 95th minute to earn a draw for Leicester at Braga. It finished 3-3. Leicester go through to the last 32. Now, Dundalk don't have much time before they're in action again. Both of the Extra.ie FAI Cup semi-finals take place on Sunday. Adrian Eames joins us. First up on Sunday at 2 o'clock is the meeting of the Rovers at Tallaght Stadium, the league winners and cup holders, Shamrock Rovers against Sligo Rovers. So how do you see that one going, Adrian?
Well, Des, it's a cup tie, so you just never know. But Shamrock Rovers will be expected to progress to the final. They went through the shortened league season unbeaten. They've designs on winning their first double since 1987. Sligo's quarterfinal was on Wednesday. It went all the way to extra time and penalties against Derry, so recovery will be key for them. The sides met in the league in Tala last month, and Sligo suffered their heaviest defeat of the season, 4-0. They'll need a lot to go in their favour, so football logic suggests that Shamrock Rovers will win and progress to the final.
That game is live on the Watch LOI streaming service. And the second semi-final is live on RTÉ2 at 7:05. A real David and Goliath affair. It's Athlone Town versus Dundalk.
Yeah, and it's such a pity there won't be a crowd at the game for Athlone's first semi-final appearance since 1998. Athlone, the oldest club in the League of Ireland, they've been languishing in the First Division for several years now. But manager Adrian Carberry and those involved with the club are working hard to improve things. They had a great win in the quarterfinals beating Shelburne 4-1, but they're facing a Dundalk side attempting to make it to a sixth cup final in succession, which is quite remarkable. Dundalk, despite the disappointment of last night's Europa League defeat to Rapid Vienna to win, but neutrals will be rooting for the underdogs, Des.
That's Adrian Eames. Now, in Gaelic games, Sligo have confirmed the appointment of Armagh's Tony McEntee as their new senior football manager. Tipperary have confirmed that Colin O'Riordan will be available for their All-Ireland semi-final meeting with Mayo on Sunday week. He's been given permission by his AFL club Sydney Swans to play. Now, a huge weekend on the pitch in Gaelic games this weekend. Earlier, Donal Logue predicted hurling semi-final victories for Kilkenny and Limerick, but the semi-finals elsewhere as well, including Camogie, where it's Cork versus Kilkenny and Galway versus Tip. Looking ahead is Brian Carthy.
Kilkenny have looked sharp and focused in the championship and have registered high scores. Aoife Doyle and Denise Gall scored the Kilkenny goals against Limerick last time out. Now, Cork defeated Clare in the All-Ireland quarter-final. Katrina Mackey was to the fore in the scoring stakes for Cork in that game. So too Orla Cronin, while Amy O'Connor struck for 2 goals and a point. Cork should have the edge in that game. Now, the second semi-final at Páirc Uí will feature the reigning champions Galway against a strong Tipperary team. Tipperary are back in the semi-final for the third year in a row. Coach Devan is a player of genuine class. Karen Kennedy scored the goal for Tip in the quarter-final victory against Waterford. But Galway have so many exceptionally gifted players and a forward division that scored 5-17 against Wexford and 3-13 against Offaly. Galway topped their group, defeated Cork in their last game, and I'd expect Galway to come through there.
And Brian will bring us commentary on Galway versus Tip on Saturday Sport tomorrow, where we'll also have commentary on the first of the ladies' football semi-finals as Armagh take on Dublin. Here's Siobhan Madigan.
A first semi-final for Armagh in some 5 years, the reward for a hard-fought win over Mayo a fortnight ago. Amy Macken was the star of the show that night. She kicked 2-7 for her side. It was her attacking flair along with the creativity of her sister Bláthain and the hard-working Caroline O'Hanlon in the middle of the field that were the bedrock of their victory. Dublin, on the other hand, have had 3 weeks to prepare for this semi-final and head in as favourites despite two under-par performances, but victories nonetheless over Donegal and Waterford. Expect to see the return of Siobhan McGrath and Sinead Goldrick for the Dubs, while a welcome sight was also the return of Nicole Owens last time out. Dublin may need a season best performance if they're to avoid another upset. We'll have live coverage here on Saturday Sport with a first for RTE, an all-female commentary team, as I'll be joined by Niamh Kindelan.
Yeah, and good luck with that. And after that game, we'll have Waterford versus Kilkenny. That's 6 o'clock, the hurling semi-final. Now to rugby, and Donal Lennon joins us to look ahead to Sunday's international between Ireland and Georgia. 9 changes on the Irish team from the England game. What are you expecting from Ireland, Donal?
Well, I think, Les, look, there's been a bit of a hangover from the defeat to England last week, certainly around the set piece. I think this game really becomes an audition for the final game in the Nations Cup against Scotland the following week. Interesting for me, I think Billy Burns has first started out half. He's there looking to try and cement that the backup place to Johnny Sexton for the Six Nations. He did well off the bench against Wales and indeed against England last week. So this is the first chance for him. But I suppose a lot of focus will come around the Ireland set piece given the issues they had there. Interestingly, Ian Henderson back in the second row, and he's been given the responsibility for calling the line-out, which takes a little bit of pressure off James Ryan, who continues to captain the side in the absence of Johnny Sexton.
We're expected to win it. Does that put added pressure on a team with so many changes?
I don't think so, really. Look, I mean, we'd be expecting to beat Georgia, beat them well. They've played, I think, 25 games against Tier 1 opposition. They've never beaten a side. All their power is up front, really, a lot of their forwards. They play in the top 14 or Pro D2 in France, but their back line really is most of them play domestic rugby in Georgia. They they scored 1 try against Scotland, no points against England or Wales in their last 2 internationals. So, I think once they get that base right up front, there is one slight surprise, I suppose, in that Finlay Beelam starts at loose head. He's primarily a tight head prop. So, there could be a little bit of vulnerability there, but I think Andy Farrell is looking to shore that up by keeping, new Centurion, Keane Healy, he's on the bench. So if the scrum does creak, you'd expect him to introduce Healy. So look, it's all a matter, really. Ireland will win the game. I think their confidence needs a boost. Interesting to see Stockdale back at 15 as well. You know, he came on, scored against England, took a lot of heat after the defeat in Paris. So I think he'll be looking to re-establish himself in that number 15 jersey again.
OK, thanks a million for that, Donal Lennon. All of those games on RTE across all channels at the weekend. And racing this evening is in Dundalk. It gets underway at 4 o'clock.